Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Chulin Daf Ayin Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Masses. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 8 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Gimel. You'll notice a double dots in the middle of the line. And this is a quote from the Mishnah that we saw during our previous shiur. V'chachomim oimrim mago trefo shchuta. The reference here is made to a pregnant animal that had a fetus or an embryo whose leg was extended before the mother was shechted. While the leg of this fetus is extended, is hanging out, the mother was then slaughtered, and after that the leg was cut off. The Chachomim, who argued with Rebbe Meir, held that the level of Tumah is called Mago Trefa Shchuta, as opposed to Tumas Nevela, which Rebbe Meir mentioned. Rebbe Meir had looked at the leg as Aver Min HaChai, and Aver Min HaChai means a limb from a living creature. The leg having been extended when everything was alive is viewed as if it's severed from a living creature in our mind's eye, and therefore it communicated Tumas Aver Min HaChai, even though technically speaking the leg itself was cut off, was removed after the mother was shechted, but at the point that the leg emerged, everything was still alive. And since the leg itself will not be able to be eaten, the sheath of the mother does not cover the extended leg, it's called Aver Min HaChai, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say that it's considered Mago Trefa Shchuta. Now, the Gemara asks, Trefa Shchuta mi matamya? Does a slaughtered Trefa communicate Tuma? In other words, if you're classifying this as contact with Trefa, you're saying that the Ubar, in being attached to the leg that had been extended, is parallel or similar to contact with a trefa. But we know that something that's classified as a trefa, for example, an animal that has a hole in its lung, and you then shecht the animal, the animal is not tome. So if you're classifying this leg as trefa, trefa does not communicate tuma. So the Gemara answers, there is tuma, Kidavua de Shmuel, as according to his teaching, the Omar Avua de Shmuel, Avua de Shmuel tells us, Trefa Sheshachta Mitama Bemukdashim. A trefa that's slaughtered, if it comes into contact with sacrificial meat, it will communicate Tuma. And this is a rabbinic type of Tuma, and that's restricted to the realm of Kochim, of sacrifices. Ma motzinu betrefa sheshchitasa mitarosa af shchitas behema tetaher es soever. This was an argument that the Chachomim were trying to advance in declaring that there is no tumas nevela. They said that just like when you shecht a trefa, the shchita, the slaughtering of a trefa, prevents tuma from setting in, so too the shechita of the mother with the extended fetal leg should mitire the limb. Tanya, we have a Tanaic source that elaborates on this topic. before going on in the Gemara, we glance at the outside margin where we have a nosei, a topic heading featured. Machloikis Rabbi Meir v'Chachomim im shchita mitaheres midin nevela ever de'ubor dotzia lifnei shchitas imo. Does shchita prevent tuma from setting in on the ubar with the extended limb, the limb that was extended when the shchita was taking place? So the Gemara, Tanya, Omar Lehen, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says to his adversaries, the Chachomim, V'chi mi tiharo le'ever zeh midei nevela, what, according to you, was mitaher that prevented the ritual impurity, the tumah, from setting in with regard to this particular extended leg? Shchitas imo, you are trying to argue that the slaughtering of the mother had a positive effect on the extended leg. Well, im kein tati renu ba'achila, then go all the way and allow the leg, the extended leg, to be eaten, which we know is not true. Everyone agrees that the extended leg cannot be eaten. Omru lo, so the Chachomim said back to Rabbi Meir, Harve matzeles al she'eno gufa yoser migufa. This expression will be dealt with later, but the general idea is that there is more matzeles as to a salvation or solution to things that are not itself, not its own body, more than its own body. Share shoninu, we have actually learned chotech in a mishnah earlier in the masechta. We learned chotech mina ubar shebeah muter bachila. If a person had, let us say, dismembered a fetus while inside the mother animal, and then you slaughtered the mother animal, you are able to eat all the pieces of the cut up fetus found inside. However, min hatchol umin hakloyos, if the tchol and klos are internal organs of the animal itself that's being shechted, if they were cut, they were cut off or cut out and left inside the creature, aser b'achila, the shechting of the animal will not enable the tchol and the klos of the animal itself to be eaten. The Gemara now wants to, let's say, clarify the argument that we just saw in this Tanaic source by asking, "My Ka'omar, what is being said here? What is being argued?" Omar Rava, the Amri Law Kedi, Rava and Amri Law, another version, Kedi, meaning without a name, says, "Chisuri mechaser v'hochi katoni." When looking at the source we just read, we have to realize it was a bit abbreviated, and really it teaches thusly. So we now go over what we just learned with in a more elaborate fashion. Omar Lohen Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who takes a more strict approach with regard to our topic of the extended fetal leg, Rabbi Meir says to the Chachomim that said that the shchit of the mother creates tahara, according to you, the Chachomim, what was mitayer this limb, the extended leg, from the nevela category, nevela being a category where tuma is communicated? Well, shchitas imo, you are claiming that the slaughtering of the mother was effective. Im kein tatirenu ba'achila, then go all the way with your argument and say that the shchita of the mother should enable the extended leg to be eaten as well. Omru lo. So the Chachamim respond and say, trefa tochiach. Let the case of a slaughtered trefa animal prove our point. Sheshchitasa mitarasa midei nevela. If one shechts, let us say, an animal that has an internal organ deficiency, for example, it has a hole in its lung, we know that by slaughtering it, the tumas nevela is prevented. The eino matirasa bachila, but it doesn't mean that it can be eaten. It doesn't permit its eating. In other words, it's still usur to eat. A trefa, therefore, a trefa that is shechted is not metama kinevela, and nevertheless, it cannot be eaten. Omar Lohen, lo. Rabbi Meir, upon hearing this, says, I'm not convinced. That does not convince me. There's this argument of the shechita of a trefo being metayer doesn't convince me regarding the case of the extended leg. Im tihara shechitas trefa oisa dovar shi gufa. If you're trying to argue from the case of shechitas trefa, that's because you're shechting the mother herself. Something the mother with its anatomy is what is being shechted, and I can understand that the shechita is effective in removing the tumah. However, titaher es ha'ever, should you say that the shechita done to the mother should purify the extended fetal leg? Dover she'eno gufa. It's not part of her body. It's not the mother itself. It's the leg of the mother's offspring, which is a bit removed. So I don't see how the shechita of the mother can have this positive effect on the leg. Omru lo, so the chachomim who feel that the shechita of the mother does have a positive effect on the extended leg argue back. Harbe matzelis al sheino gufa yoser mi gufa. We in fact find precedent for shechita effectiveness for things that are not its own body more so than things that are its own body. Sharei shoninu, we have learned. If a fetus is dismembered while inside a mother, and then the mother animal is slaughtered, you can eat the dismembered embryo that's found inside. However, if you cut out or severed the tchol and klos of the mother herself and then slaughtered it, those organs would not be mutter. Those are osur ba'achila, even though the tol and klos are mi gufa. Tanyo nami hochi. We have a Tanaic source that supports our rereading of the brisa that we just had done. The previous framed section was technically speaking not an actual source. It was the Gemara's was Rava's rereading of the previous framed section. At this point, though, the Gemara brings an actual Tanaic source to substantiate Rava's rereading. So here we go. Omar Lahan Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said to the Rabbana, "V'chi mi tiharo le'ever zeh midei nevela." Who or what was metayer the extended leg from nevela status, which is what you are claiming? Omru lo. So they said back, "Shchitas imo," the slaughtering of the mother. So Rabbi Meir responds, "Im kain tatireno ba'achila." If that be the case, so then why not go all the way with your opinion and the leg should be allowed to be eaten, which you don't allow. Omru lo, so the Rabbanon said back, trefa tochiach, let the case of trefa prove our point. Sheshchitasim tarasim midei nevela, the slaughtering of a trefa removes tumas nevela from setting in, v'eino matirosa b'achila, but does not enable it to be eaten. Omar Lohen, so Rabbi Meir says back, im tihara shchitas trefa oisa veis ever hameduldoba dovar shegufa. If you are trying to argue from the case of the shchita of a trefa, I understand it can metire itself, the animal itself that's being slaughtered, and the dangling limb of the animal itself. Dangling limb, in this case, is not to be confused with the fetus case. Let us say you have a cow that has one of its legs is just barely attached to it. In other words, it's just like a thread of flesh keeping it attached to the body. The shechita will enable the limb to be tahor. But that's because the limb of this Avraham Eduldol is part of the cow itself, part of the sheep itself, the animal itself that's being slaughtered. However, to go as far as you go, you the Chachamim go, to say that the fetal extended limb is also Tahor, that far I don't go. Tetaher es ha'ubor she'eino gufa. Should the slaughtering of the mother be effective in preventing tuma from setting upon the fetus, which is not part of the mother's body? Omru lo. So the Chachamim responded, harbe matzelas al she'eino gufa yoser migufa. We actually have precedent for greater effectiveness in shechita with regard to something that's not its own body than something that is from its own body. Sharei shoninu, we have learned. Chotech min ha'ubor shebemea muter b'achila. Min atchol min akloyos aser b'achila. If a fetus is dismembered while inside its mother, and then the mother is shechted, that you are able to eat thanks to the shechita done to the mother. However, if the mother's tchol and close internal organs of the mother itself are dismembered or cut away from its point of attachment inside the body, those organs will not be allowed to be eaten, even though the mother herself is shechted. At this point, we have a new topic heading, and we've labeled this a no say in the outside margin, and also indicate that this goes till Daf Ayin Dalet Omid Aleph. So we're about to embark on a rather long topic, and we've written under our topic heading Aver Hameduldal, the case of the dangling limb. We mentioned that in the Brisa we just saw, where Rabbi Meir concedes that the Shechita of an animal that has a dangling limb, its own dangling limb. We're not talking about the fetus. When we mention Eiver HaMeduldal, it's, for our purposes, a new topic. It's its own dangling limb. The shechita done will metaher it. And there's another concept that is going to figure as a central motif in this upcoming discussion. And it says, it's called Shechita Oisa Nipul. Nipul is Gemar Nefila. The act of slaughtering completes, or possibly does not complete, that we'll have to analyze, the disconnection, the severance. As we turn to the Gemara, we will also notice that there are two versions. We have a Roman numeral number 1 to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text at the point we'll be picking up. That is explained under our Mivneh heading, Shnei Lishoinois b'machlokis Reish Lakish for Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see two versions of a machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So let us continue now in the Gemara. Omar Reish Lakish, k'machlokis be'ubrin kach machlokis be'ivorim. As we saw, the Tanaic controversy in Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim regarding the fetus and its extended leg and the effectiveness of the shechita of the mother with regard to the fetus. So too, there is that same machlokes with regard to Evorim, the dangling limb, the case we featured under our no say heading, the mother's own dangling limb. Now, to spell it out, we would say, according to Rabbi Meir, just like the shechita is totally ineffective with regard to the extended fetal leg, and when we say ineffective, it means it doesn't prevent tumas nevela from setting in, so too, with regard to the dangling leg of an animal that shechted, the tumas nevela will be communicated from that leg to the rest of the animal. The Chachamim will disagree, and they will hold that the shechita is effective, not only with regard to the Ubar's extended leg, but the shechita will be effective also with regard to the Eiver HaMeduldal. For Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan takes a different approach other than that of Reish Lakish, and says, Machlokes be'Eiver de Ubar. There was a machlokes with regard to the Ubar's extended leg, the fetus's extended leg. Avol be'Eiver de Behema, the dangling limb of the mother itself, of the mother herself, of an animal's own dangling limb, divrei hakol, everyone will agree, even the chachamim, shechita oisa nipul. That means that the slaughtering of an animal with a dangling limb, in effect, completes the severing of it. Now, if you say that the limb is severed, that means that the shechita will not have been effective for with regard to removing or stopping the tumas nevela. Om Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, my taimo de Rabbi Yochanan aliba de Rabbanan. Why? What is the basis of Rabbi Yochanan's explanation with regard to the Rabbanan? In other words, well, actually, let's look at Rashi toward the end of the Rashi commentary. Aliba de Rabbanan, the be'ever de ubar mitahari, with regard to the extended leg of the fetus. The shechita was effective. In other words, it's considered tahor. Ube'ever hamedudo ba mitamin. But with regard to the extended leg, there's a difference. The extended leg is not said to be tahor as a result of the shechita. So, what is the reason for this distinction? And once again, this is the shitas rabbanon according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara answers, Hai islei takanta b'chazora, v'ho leslei takanta b'chazora. The case of the embryo, or the fetus with its extended leg, imagine the following. If the leg had been extended and then withdrawn, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the withdrawal enables the embryo, that fetus with the leg that had once been extended but now is inside at the time of shechita of the mother, that leg could actually be eaten. That's Rabbi Yochanan's personal shechita, as was learned at the beginning of the perek. So there is a solution for the fetal leg. However, the Aver HaMeduldal, barring any, let's say, surgical involvement, based on natural course of events, when you have the leg of an animal just dangling by a thread, that's it. That's the end of the leg, so to speak. There's nothing that can happen that can make it still fully attached to the animal. The Gemara now raises a question. We have a long question marking that accompanies this piece of Gemara. This question will be focused against Reb Yochanan. We'll read a source, and this essentially is a quote from the source we saw just above. So if you're interested in seeing where this quote comes from, it's except for a couple of words, it's essentially from the source we saw just a few lines up in the back and forth discussion between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan. This source will be cited and will then try to show support or show how, as far as Reish Lakish's analysis is concerned, things make sense. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, things are not going to make sense. Let's go over just a point or two by way of introduction to this question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, let us look at the case of Aver HaMeduldal. According to Rabbi Yochanan, everyone agreed, even the Chachamim, not only Rabbi Meir, but the Chachamim also hold that Shechita Oysa Nipul, meaning that the shechita of an animal with a dangling limb, the shechita is totally ineffective. And that limb will communicate tumas nevela to the mother. Everyone is in agreement then. According to Rabbi Yochanan, all Tanoim are in agreement that the dangling limb, the Abraham Eduldal, represents a case of tumah. According to Reish Lakish, that was a point of controversy. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, everyone holds that the case of Aver HaMeduldal is a case of tum'ah. We are stating things in a somewhat abbreviated fashion, but as a lead-in to the question. Now, the Gemara, Meisvei. Omer Lahem, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir had argued back to the Chachamim in the source we saw above, and here it's quoted, Loi. I don't accept your stance. And the Chachamim had tried to prove, in the case of the fetal extension, that there is Tara by citing the case of Shechita of a Trefa. So Rabbi Meir said to them, Lo, im Tara Shechita's Trefa, if you'll say that the slaughtering of a Trefa is effective in creating Tara, that's Oisa, V.S. Abraham, and Duldoba, Dover Shegufa. It's Metaher, the animal itself that is a Trefa, or the case of a dangling limb. The case of a dangling limb, the limb is from the animal itself that's being shechted. To tire as a ubar dover sheino gufa, should you go as far as you people go in saying that the shechita should be effective regarding the fetus, which is not part of the mother itself that's being shechted? We want to excerpt from this source that which we've dashed underlined. We see the words Tihara, and we see Abraham and Duldopo. In other words, we see Tahara associated with dangling limb. Well, the Mora says, Bishlamo le Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. I can understand, according to Reish Lakish's approach, Reish Lakish had mentioned that there's a machlokis Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim with regard to the Abraham and Duldo, just like the case of the Ubar, the case of the fetus. So, within Reish Lakish, there is a possibility of Tahara in the case of the dangling limb. It's true that it's not Rabbi Meir's own Shita, but Rabbi Meir, in the source we just read, was arguing with the Chachamim on their terms. L'divrayim ka'amar lahu. Rabbi Meir was talking the Chachamim on their terms, that the Shita would be effective. And he said, there, Rabbi Meir is saying thusly, L'didi, as far as I personally am concerned, lo shna aver de ubar, v'lo shna aver de behema, ki hadodi ninu. There is no distinction made between extended leg of fetus and dangling limb of animal itself. They are the same, and both communicate tumas nevela. That's as far as Rabbi Meir's point was. I make no distinction; they're both tomei. But even according to you, who are arguing that shechitas trefa should serve as a precedent, well, shechitas trefa can serve as it can be metayer with regard to the animal itself that's a trefa and any dangling limbs from the animal itself that's being slaughtered. But to go so far as saying that the shechita is effective for the extended leg of the fetus, that far you shouldn't go. But to make things simple, as far as Reish Lakish is concerned, one can imagine tahara with regard to dangling limb. Elul Rabbi Yochanan kashya. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said everybody holds that with regard to dangling limb, there is tum'ah. How do you read the source? The source that we just read at the bottom of Amud Aleph mentioned, and that's why we dashed underlines the word tihara, es Abraham Adul Daba. We saw some type of tahara associated with dangling limb. So this would present a very great difficulty according to the current version of Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, Eloi itmar hochi itmar. Therefore, we have to come on to another version of this machlokes. Omer b'shemim and lokish. K'machlokes be'ubrin, kach machlokes be'evorim. And this, by the way, with regard to Reish Lakish, there is no change. It's the same as he was presented on Amud Aleph. Just like there's a controversy between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim regarding the extended limb of the ubar, of the embryo, of the fetus, so too there is the same controversy surrounds the dangling limb of the animal itself. Rabbi Meir is mitame, and the Chachamim are mitaher. Rabbi Yochanan Omar machlokes be'ever de ubar. There is a machlokes tanoim Rabbi Meir Nachomim with regard to fetus extended leg. Avo be'ever de behemo divrei hakol ein shechita oise nipol. And this is quite an opposite version of the original Rabbi Yochanan. Everyone will agree that the shechita does not cause the disconnection. In other words, we're saying that the leg is considered attached according to all opinions, even according to Rabbi Meir, is considered attached at the time of the Shechita, and therefore the Shechita is effective in being Metahir, the Eiver HaMedoldal. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, my taima de Rabbi Yochanan aliva de Rabbi Meir. It's interesting to note the structure of this Gemara. On Omid Aleph, we had Rabbi Yossi asking what is the reason for Rabbi Yochanan's version according to the Rabbanan, which we could say maybe that was the approach that needed explanation. In other words, he who departs from his standard approach with regard to the fetal extension needs explanation. Likewise, over here, we have the need to explain Rabbi Meir, who, according to this version of Rabbi Yochanan, is departing from his approach to the fetal extension. And hence, you can see that we have a special marking around Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. We have double underlined his name with dots in it to highlight this structural phenomenon of him coming to explain the shitas that need explanation. So here he's asking, as we said, according to Rabbi Meir, who previously was speaking about Tumas Nevela with regard to the extended leg of the Ubar, why, with regard to the Aver HaMeduldal, does Rabbi Meir say that Shechita will be effective? Answer, Hai Gufa, Vahai Lav Gufa. The dangling limb is nevertheless part of the body of the animal itself that is being shechted. The extended fetal limb is not part of the animal that is being shechted. The animal that's being shechted is the mother, and the leg is part of the fetus. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Moedim, everyone, meaning Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, will agree, Shemisa Oise Nipol, V'ein Shechita Oise Nipol. The Gemara itself will explain this, but a distinction is being made between the death of a creature and the slaughtering of a creature. B'mai askinan. Well, what are we talking about? So you can see we've employed triangles to indicate the stages of development in trying to figure out what we're talking about. I lema be'ever de'ubar, if the comment of Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef is with regard to the fetus limb extension. Well, Mifleg Pligi, there is controversy around that. How can he say that everyone agrees? There isn't agreement regarding that case. Elo be'ever de behema. So he must be referring to the case of the dangling limb, what's called the Aver HaMeduldal. And if that be the case, so just to go over his point, that Misa Oise Nipol, that in the case of the Aver HaMeduldal, if you have an animal that had a dangling limb and that animal dropped dead, so the death creates a severance, a disconnection between the animal and the severed and the limb. And practically speaking, that would mean that the limb is not part of a carcass. It's not part of the animal that dropped dead, even though physically it's attached. But we're speaking here in theoretical terms or in abstract terms, where the Misa is said to have created Nipol, to have created a complete disconnection. As we say, the practical application of this is that prior to the death, the limb is considered detached, and as a result of that, it's a limb coming from a chai. That's an aver min hachai, a limb from a living creature. True, the animal just died, but the limb, focusing on the limb is disconnected. As a result of that, having the category, being part of the category of Eiver Min HaChai, it's different from an animal carcass. Just one example. An animal carcass, if you take a kazayas of meat from that, that will communicate tumas nevela. If you cut away a kazayas of meat from an Eiver Min HaChai, that does not communicate tumas nevela. When you deal with a limb, it has to be a complete limb in order to communicate tumas nevela. And a complete limb is defined by being bone, meat, and sinew all attached to itself. But just meat alone from an Eiver Min HaChai does not communicate tumas nevela. So it's important to understand these categories. And therefore, by saying that misa oisa nipol, that will make the limb halachically detached from the carcass, giving the limb the status of Eiver Min HaChai, as we explained, which is different than the halachic status of the carcass from which it comes. When it comes to Ein Shechita Osa Nipol, that in effect is saying that while the Shechita is taking place, the dangling limb is viewed as attached through the entire Shechita, and therefore, as we saw Rabbi Yochanan before mentioning, the Shechita will be effective even according to Rabbi Meir, that's the Hakol Modim, even according to Rabbi Meir, the Shechita will be effective in preventing Tumas Nevela from setting on the Eiver HaMeduldal. The Gemara now asks a question. This is a long question. You can see we have a long question marking the kuf that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with an extended vertical, descending vertical dashed line, indicating that all of these lines form the question. The Gemara asks, Misa Tanina, Shechita Tanina. Everything that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef seems to be teaching us is already found in Tanaic sources. And as is characteristic of the Gemara, something that's found in Tanaic sources, or is primarily found in Mishnayos, needs not to be taught again by an Amora, a later period scholar. It's already in the Mishnayos. So that is the question. Why does Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef mention these two points that we've numbered, one and two, when these two points are found in Tanaic sources? Now, as you look at our marked Gemaras, you can see we've squiggle underlines the expression Misa Tanina, and a few lines later, Shechita Nami Tanina, as the introduction to each source. So the Gemara asks, well, Misa Tanina, that Misa Oisa Nipol, we've been taught that already. And it teaches as follows. Meso habehema, an animal that dies. Habosur tzorach hechsher, the flesh requires contact with water in order for it to be metame tumas oichlin. Veho eiver metame mishum eiver min achai, the limb of the animal. And we're talking about a limb, the dangling limb, is tomei based on its Eiver Min HaChai status. V'eino mitame mishum Eiver Min HaNevela, divrei Rabbi Meir. And it's not considered Eiver of a Nevela. In other words, even though it's a dangling limb and technically attached to the carcass, nevertheless, the death makes it considered severed while it was still alive, giving it Eiver Min HaChai status, which in simple terms mean is Misa Oise Nipol. So we have that featured in a Tanaic source, Divrei Rabbi Meir, where Rabbi Meir himself, who we knew was rather stringent, he is also saying this point. And certainly, and the Chachomim, we don't find the Chachomim disagreeing. So then Rashi makes this point. There is no disagreement. So therefore, we see, according to everybody, that Misa Oise Nipol. Shechita Nami Tanina. And as far as Shechita as Ein Oise Nipol, we also have a source. This source speaks about an Eiver and Bosor that are Medul Dolom. In other words, this source has some introductory words that we've written between the lines. And imagine an animal with a limb and with flesh, with meat, that is just barely attached. That's called Aver, and Bosar Meduldolim. Nishkata Behema, when the animal is slaughtered, with having this animal with these dangling elements, Hukshru Bidomeha, Divrei Rebbe Meir. The blood that comes at the point of Shkita is machshirit, means makes the meat susceptible to absorbing tumas ochlin. Rashi adds, and we can look at the Rashi together, third line under the Gemara itself, huchshru bedomeo, lekabel tumas ochlin, to it becomes muchshar, prepared or readied by having contact with its blood for absorption of tumas ochlin, food-related tuma. Almo svirole, we can see from here, ein bohem tumas atzmon kevrim nechai, that the meat, these dangling, the dangling limb or the dangling meat, is not considered detached and hence classified as evrim minachai. Why is it not considered detached? The shechita ho'ilo lohem. We see that the shechita was effective for them, hence they were considered attached. Let us just backtrack for a minute. Something that has its own tuma, for example, Eiver Minachai, it itself communicates tuma. It doesn't need hechsher. It doesn't need any preparation or contact with liquids to make it susceptible to tuma. It itself is a source of tuma. So here we see that shechita is effective. Afilu Rabbi Meir de Polig be'Eiver de Ubar. Even according to Meir, who disagreed with regard to the extended fetal limb here, the Shechita is effective, even according to Rabbi Meir, with regard to Aver and Basar Medudolim. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo hukshru. Rabbi Shimon is a Shita that we, for our discussion, we can de-emphasize. The main point here was to see that Rabbi Meir will agree with the Chachamim that that the Shechita is effective with regard to the Aver and the Basar HaMedudolim. In other words, even Rabbi Meir, as we saw in Rashi, says the Shechita is effective. Rashi comments on Rabbi Shimon under Dibur Asal Lo Hukshru Utsrichin Hechshir Achir Lekabel Tuma the Kosovar Ein Behemo Nasis Yad LeAver LeHovi Hechshir Oleha. He feels that the behema, which is muchshar lekabel tuma through its slaughtering, doesn't serve as a yad, literally a hand or a handle for communicating hechsher, communicating this state of hechsher of being ready or available for kabbalas tuma to the dangling limbs. But as we said before, we are de-emphasizing Shitas Rabbi Shimon for our discussion. The question then is asked, let's go over the main problem here. Why do I need Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef to teach me information, 2 points, that are found already in Tanaic sources? So the Gemara answers, and we have a long answer. You can see we have a long answer marking, indicated by the tuf to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara with a descending vertical dashed line indicating the length of material designed for the answer. The Gemara says, "I mehahi, had I had just the Tanaic source, have amino my huchshuru, the term huchshuru that we saw just above in the second source, the source we just read, I would have thought that it's going a bosar, on the dangling flesh, but not on the dangling limb, the aver hamedudol. And therefore, I need Reb Yitzchok Bar Yosef from Reb Yochanan to include in the shechita effectiveness the case of the dangling limb as well." That is the basic answer. We see a bracketed section, and that is the length of the bracketed section is indicated by the bracket length indicator. You can glance to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. You see a vertical dash dotted line. That indicates that all of these lines of Gemara are contained within the brackets, and you can see the brackets more easily this way. The Gemara right now will be involved with a language analysis. Now, we just gave an answer that Rabbi Yochanan's point would not have been understood by learning the Tanaic source itself. The Gemara wants to challenge that in the brackets, but eventually will come out defending the answer we just gave, namely that the Tanaic source was not sufficiently clear as addressing the issue of dangling limb. The Gemara asks, now in the brackets, V'ha huchsheru katani, there is a plural expression in the Tanaic source we just read, which had indicated that the shechita einosa nipol, the shechita is effective for what? Well, it said huchsheru, which is a plural expression, which would mean for the dangling basar, flesh, and dangling limb. So once again, what would I need Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef to teach me concerning dangling limbs when the source itself covered that? So the Gemara says, not so. I wouldn't have thought from the word huchsheru that we're including dangling limbs. Mahu detemo, I might have thought that the plural expression is as follows. Chad lebosar ha-purish min ha-behemo, v'chad lebosar ha-purish min ha-ever. In other words, the plural expression is telling us that the shechita is effective, in other words, creates hechsher. The blood of the shechita creates hechsher for two kinds of basar cases. Basar that comes from the animal itself, and basar that comes from the dangling limb. In other words, a piece of basar that's removed from the dangling limb. You might ask, well, what do I need to be taught two cases of basar? Umay ulme dahai mehai. How is one, let's say, stronger or more significant than the other? Rashi explains, Umay ulme, Rashi in the wide lines under the Gemara, about a little more than halfway down, Umay ulme the basar ha-poresh min ha-ever, me ha-poresh min ha-behema de itzrich lemisne. What is more, let's say, extreme about a case of basar that comes from an aver than the case of basar that comes from the body itself, from the animal itself that was shechted, that I need to teach both cases? So the Gemara explains, Salka, back in the Gemara, Salka daito chamino, hoyol umetame tuma chamura agav oviv, emo lo liboy hechsher. In the case of Aver min hachai, if the meat remains attached to the limb, well, an Aver min hachai, an Aver min hachai is metame tuma chamura, means it could be metame a person. It's a high level of tumah. And since the meat that's taken, that's removed from the Eivar Menachai, since in its past, namely while it was attached to the limb, it was able to communicate tumah chamura, even when it's detached, it doesn't need any further hechsher, any further, let's say, elevation to the realm of Kabbalah's tumah. Komash Malon, that's why I have to tell you that hechsher is needed for the bosar that is removed from the Aver Minachai. At this point, the Gemara now makes a point. We're calling this a long point. You can see this illustrated by the encircled nun with the descending vertical dashed line. Omar of Yosef, Nikot de Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef biyodoch. You should accept his teaching. Now, he is the one that taught in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that everyone agrees that ein shechita oise nipul. So we should accept that. Why? The Rabbo bar Barchana koi kavasei. Rabbo bar Barchana teaches in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the same approach, the same thing, or holds like him. The Sanya, we have a Tanaic source. It says, "Ubosir basada trefa lo sochelu." The pasuk is warning against eating trefa, and we say from here, "Lahavi ha'aver v'abosir medudolin bebehemu b'chayva oif v'shachtan shehein asurin." The pasuk comes to include cases of dangling limbs and dangling flesh from animals. whether they be domesticated or chaya undomesticated or even birds, that though they are shechted, these dangling appendages remain usur. The Omar Rabba Barachanon Rabbi Yochanan, and he teaches Ein Bohen Elo Mitzvas Porush Bilvad. The prohibition of eating them is only a din derabbanan, and that means on a Torah level they are included in the shechita. And that's like Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef taught, that ein shechita oise nipol. So as a result of Rabbi Rabbanan teaching like Rabbi Yochanan, just like Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef taught Rabbi Yochanan that ein shechita oise nipol, we say that that's a good way, in other words, Rav Yitzchak's approach being, let's say, bolstered by Rabba Bar Bachana's approach to Reb Yochanan, that's the way to go. The expression that we see here at the top of Ayin Dalid, Ein Bohen Elo Mitzvahs Porush Bilvad, Porush means to stay away, just to distance yourself from something, and Rashi explained that it means that there's a distancing or a rabbinic ruling telling you not to eat it, but once again, on a Torah level, the shechita was effective. And just to repeat ourselves, that means Ein Shechita Oise Nipol. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.